Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me as we spend some time before the Lord this week looking at Scripture and to help us by way of review or learning to acquire a very important quality of our spiritual life. I'm going to be talking about a subject that's not necessarily our favorite, but an essential part of our Christian walk, and that is the subject of trials and temptations that we will go through throughout our entire life, the course of our life. God allows testings to come to us for a purpose and for a reason. And I want to begin by sharing a very familiar passage of Scripture, I trust, found in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 13. Paul is saying, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." So obviously, we have the ability to be able to do that. He will strengthen us with might in our inner man. That is one of the things the Holy Spirit will do for us. So Paul is saying, remember, of all the things I've shared with you, just be strong in the Lord and in His might. And then he gives instruction. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. At one point in his epistles, he said, we're not ignorant of his devices. We know from the very words of Jesus, he's a thief, a robber, a deceiver. He's come to steal, kill, and to destroy. He never changes his modus operandi. That is exactly what he always chooses to do, because by very nature, he is a liar. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, verse 12, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And this, of course, refers to the varying, we may not fully understand them or have them outlined in Scripture, but there, God is a God of authority. So in the angelic kingdom in heaven, there are various kinds of angels having various authority and manifestations of glory and power and might. So it is within the dark kingdom. There are various principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. Those, remember, Daniel made reference to the Prince of Persia, where he was a ruling entity, if you will, over the nation of Persia. And Paul goes on to say, because we are wrestling against these kinds of demonic entities, wherefore take unto you, and something else we are needing to do, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. This again indicates that we will be able, we won't be knocked down by anything the enemy could bring to us. We will withstand in the evil day. And then he adds an interesting footnote, if you will, and having done all, using the as he goes on a little bit further to describe the weapons of our warfare, having done all to stand. So he is indicating that we have the ability to stand against the work of the enemy. And then, once we've done that, there's a time and a process of just standing, having done everything. Have you ever had that experience, beloved? You've prayed, you've praised, you've thanked the Lord, you've done all that you've known to do, but the battle still doesn't seem to lift. Well, there are sometimes very specific things the enemy will use against us. They're very clear-cut trials, temptations, battles. But I recently had an experience that I haven't had in a really long time, and I just want to share that with you because I believe some of you are in that place now. There is an oppression that has come over you. It's something I experienced for a couple of days, and there was no particular battle, no particular trial, no particular work of the enemy. Everything was, quote, fine externally, except in the spirit, there was just the darkest oppression that I was sensing. It was like in the very atmosphere. And beloved, there are times, we are living in very evil times. And beloved, there are some of you that are experiencing that similar oppression. It's like a cloud of darkness just surrounding you. And you've done everything you've known to do. And what I did, and that's why I'm really sharing this message, I did everything I knew to do. I prayed. I thanked God for hearing my prayer and for His moving. I knew He would move to bring deliverance or just a lifting of that cloud. I mean, if you read the Bible, David said, "Why art thou disquieted, O my soul? Why art thou troubled within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him for the help of His countenance." So, beloved, we have times that there's nothing, sometimes there's an absolute specific thing we're dealing with. Other times there can just be this vague discontent. And that's what I want to speak to. Some of you are going through that. You don't understand what's going on. And there's just a heaviness on your spirit. And just know it's the work of the enemy coming against you. But I believe in your case, perhaps as in mine, that God was watching to see what would I do? Have I learned the lessons? Sometimes, doesn't it seem, it takes us such a long time to get some of the most basic lessons into our spiritual arsenal, if you will. And so when Paul says we wrestle not against the darkness of the rulers of the darkness of this world, or we do wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places, it makes me think of a reference that Jesus is quoted in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 53. And he said, "When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." See, there are times, even Jesus experienced it, where there was not going to be immediate deliverance. He said, "Father, not my will, but your will be done." And as he was surrendering to God's will, then there was a period of time in which the powers of darkness were allowed to have liberty. And sometimes that can occur in our lives, beloved, and that's why I feel the Lord's put on my heart to share with you, because some of you are going through that, or you have in the past, and you haven't understood, what did I do? Did I do something wrong? You begin to examine yourself. Well, you've done nothing wrong. It's just an oppression. Well, you know, if you have, I believe the Holy Spirit would convict, but when you have a sense of questioning and uncertainty and confusion, that to the best of your knowledge, you haven't done anything, just know it's an all-out attack against your spiritual well-being or your physical. Sometimes it's a whole combination of things. And so what does he say? "Take the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." In 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, he says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." And so we have to understand that the weapons we have of prayer, of thanksgiving, of praise, they are mighty and they will work every time. Not perhaps in the time frame that we want to see occur, but he will deliver his servants. "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of," how many? "Them all." So we know deliverance is something that is promised to us. So I just want to share that. So some of you that have just been saying, "Lord, I don't know what's going on. I feel so awful." It's because you are under the oppression and attacks of the enemy. So what is important at a time like that is something that I want to devote this week of broadcast to, and that is the need for endurance or patience. And of course, we know it's one of the fruit of the Spirit. And we want to look, I want to do some teaching and share a lot of scripture. How is patience defined? Why is it important? How do we acquire it? And what are the rewards of it? I want to share seven different things that patience, if we allow the work of the Spirit in life, will accomplish. So patience or endurance is often overlooked, but it's a very important part of our spiritual warfare. There is a time, as Paul says, after we have done all we know to do, that we must stand. In verse 14, he says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, knowing the validity and reality of the word of God, having on the breastplate of righteousness, which comes with our salvation, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, taking that shield of faith above all," he says, "wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation," that is bringing every thought into captivity, to that protects our mind, that helmet, "and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit." So, beloved, God is giving us through his apostle Paul concrete examples that we may go through. Even as Jesus, he said, "This is the power of darkness, but we will be delivered." And so I just want to encourage you. Let me close this broadcast in prayer. Father, there are those who are going through this season of great heaviness, and their spirit has been bowed down. And Father, right now we call to you in the power of agreement. We take authority over the demonic forces of darkness that would oppress, that would confuse, that would attack on every level, spiritually, emotionally, physically. And Father, we proclaim deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. We loose your anointing to destroy every yoke the enemy would try to bring. And we give you honor and praise for it, asking these things with thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, we're just barely getting into the message. I pray that you will be able to tune in tomorrow. And if at any point you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear it, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.